Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, each week it's such an honor to visit with you. I love it. I imagine some of you are at home or maybe driving in your car, or like Margie in Kentucky, working at your desk with the radio turned low, or perhaps you're in some outpost war zone, or listening on one of our FM stations in Africa, or listening on a shortwave radio in India or Canada or Cuba. Wherever you are, I'm so grateful to have this time with you. And I hope you'll stay tuned as I share and play music just for you. I'd also love to have you email me and let me know where you hear my program. The announcer will give you the information at the end of the program. You know, the concept of winning by losing probably isn't applicable to world events or decisions nations must sometimes make. But this program is designed for your own personal application. And it's my desire to bring you concepts you can live by, concepts in the Bible, and I hope you'll apply them to your personal life. Well, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was quoted as saying, "Love is a fruit in season at all times and within the reach of every hand. Anyone may gather it, and no limit is set." Well, a friend of mine, Bradley, cared for her whenever she came to America and came to know not only the gentleness of Mother Teresa, but he experienced her strength as well as her selflessness. Truly, she often won by losing, often sacrificing her own needs, wants, and even agenda in deference to the needs of other people. She often quoted Matthew 10:39, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." And so it is with us as we practice winning by losing. And in so doing, we'll have hope to begin again. Well, Paul Wilbur sings a song that will answer where you can get your strength to win by losing. He sings, "Where does my help come from?"
Psalm 121 says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth."
Never stumble or slip.
Never.
He who
ask, our help will come from the Lord, no matter what we're facing. Well, I'm talking about winning by losing on this program, Psalms of Hope. The parable of the Good Samaritan in the Bible exemplifies this principle. Here's the story. A man is taking a journey by foot, and he's attacked and left for dead. A couple of people walk past him, but they don't help. Finally, one man does stop, attends to the poor man's needs, and takes him to an inn for lodging and medical help. He even pays for it all himself. The hero of the story, the Good Samaritan, said, "What's mine is yours. I'll share it. I'll care for you, even though you can't give anything back to me." Well, this attitude isn't seen very often in today's society, is it? But we could change our own world if each one of us began where we are, helping others, even if they don't have anything to offer us in return. I hope you'll desire to be known in your neighborhood as the Good Samaritan, too. Well, there's a wonderful song of praise that I love because it helps me to simply worship God for who He is. The title says it all, The Alpha and Omega. Now here is the Gaither Vocal Band singing it for you now, The Alpha and Omega.
I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell within them, they shall be His people, and Almighty God will be with them." Shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, and no more pain. The former things are all passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Said unto me, "Write these words, for they are faithful and true." And it is done. It is done. It is done. Son of God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is He. The Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God. Trinity, He is the Alpha and Omega.
Yes, He is the Alpha and Omega, our Jehovah God. Oh, I hope you were blessed as I was listening to that song. Well, not long ago, a friend shared with me how much she was moved by the story called Footprints. It's been circulating for years, and like me, you may have heard it. But here it is again. A man dreamed that he was walking along the beach with the Lord. As they journeyed, scenes from his life flashed across the sky. And he noticed that typically there were two sets of footprints, his and the Lord's. But when the last scene had come and gone, the man looked back at the footprints and noticed that many times there was just one set of footprints. And as he looked more intently, every time he went through suffering, difficulty, depression, there was just one set of footprints. And so, confused and distressed, he prayed, "Lord, I don't understand. You promised that if I would follow you, you would walk with me all the way. Why then is it that when I needed you most, you deserted me?" The Lord spoke so lovingly in response. He said, "My dear child, when you were going through those difficult times, when you saw only one set of footprints, those were the times I carried you." Oh, my friends, Jesus will do that for you too. Yes, God is always with us, even in our darkest hours, if we ask Him. Even when we feel we are losing, we really can be winning if we put our trust in God. Well, the group called Gold City sings a wonderful song that explains it. Mercy, rescue me.
To walk with God is not an easy journey. Sometimes trials arise, often lead a child of God astray. But when my enemies are closing in, I have a place to hide, a cleft within the rock where mercy's refuge does abide. Storms of sorrow, heavy hearts, and lives so torn apart they can no longer stand. But I have also seen God's children lift their hands in victory. They shout when mercy's hand past every burden beneath their feet. When life closes in around me, when the winds and waves surround me, all the weight upon my shoulders makes me fall down to my knees.
I lift my hands.
song. Yes, God's mercy has rescued me so many times. Well, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, heard around the world, but planned and prayed about just for you. Well, my theme is winning by losing. As we learn to give of ourselves and our resources without expecting a return, we will be blessed. Some time ago, my older son Jim from Montana had come to visit me. He was driving his pickup and decided to take a shortcut to the freeway on a desert road. Since it wasn't well marked, before he realized it, he'd gone miles off route. At 2 in the afternoon, with the desert heat at 112 degrees, he came upon someone who'd run out of gas on the sparsely traveled road. Well, you can imagine the relief of the people in the car who were stranded without gas when Jim stopped. There he saw a lady and her two children without gas, but also without water. Since Jim often travels in remote areas of Montana, he always has extra gas and water with him for emergencies. As he put gas in her tank and gave them water, the lady tried to give him some money. But he refused, saying, "No, just pass it on. You see, that's what I'm doing. Ever since a man once gave me some when I ran out. Each time I give gas and water to a stranded motorist, I'm passing on the gift." You know, sometimes we get so involved enjoying our lives that we selfishly forget to pass it on to others. We forget we really can win by giving without any expectation of return. Well, let's listen to a wonderful song by the Couriers Quartet. They sing, "Restore My Soul in the Valley."
Could you know that I've been foolish, I've been blind. I've let my doubts and my confusions cloud my mind. I have walked in my own wisdom, I've been wrong. Take my hand and
Yes, we all need the Lord, don't we? Recently, we were driving along some of the highways in California, and I noticed large billboard signs with unusual wording, not just the normal advertising. No, these simple black and white signs jumped out at me with their simple message. In fact, it made me chuckle. It said, "Keep using my name in vain, and I'll make the rush hour longer." And then the two words at the bottom said, "Signed, God." Well, it made my travels in the rush hour traffic of Los Angeles much easier as I chuckled at the creative thought of the sign. And continuing along the freeway later, I saw this sign. It said, "That love thy neighbor thing, I meant it. Signed, God." Well, again, it gave me something to think about in my travels and reminded me of our topic today. We win by losing. Like the Good Samaritan story I shared earlier, or the story of my son Jim giving gas to a lady for her car on a deserted highway, God really does intend for us to give to others without expecting a return. Yes, the concept of love thy neighbor is threaded throughout the Bible in so many ways. Even in the act of Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, he certainly won by giving his life, by losing his life for us, so that we too may have eternal life and be with him one day. By the way, has anyone told you today that God loves you? No matter who you are or where you live, he loves you. In fact, he loves you even if you don't love him. The Bible says so. Hope you'll think about that. Well, our time together is over, and I hope you'll write or email me. I'd love to hear from you. My announcer will give you my information, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.